Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 76. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, obviously. And today, we're talking about working smarter, not harder. Now, a few years ago, this was a quote that was said to me by a former manager while I was working in retail. And it didn't resonate with me right away until I fully thought of the meaning behind it. That's when the light bulb came on, and it all made sense to me. Here's how I work smarter, but not harder. For starters, I'm never going to be the guy who works 18 hours a day. Like, that's not reality for me. And granted, if anyone does it, well, more proud to you. Now, CEOs who run companies or business people who do it, if it makes them happy, hey, they should knock themselves out and continually do it. Now, if it makes you happy and you're good sleeping 6 hours a night, well, then do it. That's just not my thing, and it pretty much never will be. Now, for me, as a writer, a blogger, an author, podcaster, and every other thing you can think of, I spend a lot of time on things that are important to me. I stay ahead in my writing, so there's a lot of content to be shared. And, well, with this podcast, for an example, well, I try to stay a few podcasts ahead. So I like to record a few of them at a time, and then I'm able to set times for them to post them, which I'm trying to get better at. And then, well, I pretty much write my content way ahead of time. So it's the same thing that applies to my books. A lot of my books I write months ahead of time. So by the time you get to, you know, see it or read it or hear of it, I've already written it months ahead of time. It's the same thing with my blogs, too. I like to write my blogs like months ahead of time. And I'm talking like 5-6 months ahead of time type of thing. It's just something that's kind of within me because I'm doing so many things and I'm working on so many projects at a time. So for me, I like to break down what I want to focus on. So right now I'm in this phase of, well, I need to write books. So I'm going to write books for, you know, the first 3 months of the year or whatever the case is. Then I'll take some time off, whatever the case is, and I'll try to get ahead on my podcast. So for a few weeks, I'll work on recording a lot of podcasts. And then I'll get back to writing books again. So I'll do that for a few months. And then later on in the year, that's when I start to work on my blogs. So as far as like my blogs go, I work smart with that because I write a lot of my blogs months ahead of time. And I have a lot of dates set for when those blogs are going to get posted. And a lot of my blogs, they turn into podcasts. So you may read my blog on my website, but when I come on a podcast, I may kind of expound more on what I'm saying and how I do things. So for me, you know, while other people probably feel pressure to think of new things to say every day, well, I really don't because I like to kind of balance myself out and figure out, okay, well, if I work smarter at this and I don't try to juggle too many things at one time, then I'm able to concentrate, I'm able to create great content, and I'm able to do the things that I need to do. So what I'm saying is to break down all of the things that you want to do, what you want to focus on, and then you focus on that specific thing for that specific amount of time. So it's great to have a lot of things to do, but it's also great to literally just say, all right, for the next few weeks, I'm doing this specifically, and that's it. And then you move on to the next thing. So break down your projects. Don't feel obligated to juggle all this stuff because you lose your lack of focus, you lose your concentration, and then sometimes you lose your motivation too. So as far as like just my focus is always to make sure that I'm giving 100% in everything that I do. So in order for me to do that, I know that I have to break down what I need to do, no matter what. So I have to-do lists, and my to-do lists are literally a widget on my phone. So every day I'm looking at my to-do list and saying, okay, this is what I need to do, and this is what I need to focus on. So in my widget, it's going to be, let's just say, a breakdown of, okay, I need to write these blogs for this book series. Then after that, I need to sit down and plan this one book and the chapters that I want to do. And then the next thing I want to do is I want to focus on writing this specific book. And if the book has 16 chapters, I want to write 3 to 4 chapters a day, or write 2 chapters one day and write 3 another day. So whatever I'm doing, I'm making sure that I'm doing it with a certain plan to it. I'm doing it with precision. And I know that this is going to allow me to work smarter and not have to always be focused on, okay, I got to write this, but then I got to record these podcasts and all of that other stuff. Now, sometimes I am someone that will record podcasts for a certain part of the day, and another part of the day I'm writing. So it all depends on what's going on, what my focus is, and you know, how much smarter I want to be and strategic in how I want to plan out my day. So always know that I'm not someone who is literally like recording a podcast, but then also pretty much talking it behind the microphone right now, but then also writing a book idea. Doesn't work that way. If a book idea comes along, I'm going to write that book idea, plan all that out in a note, and then after that, I'll come on and do my podcast. So for me, my brain can only focus on maybe 1 or 2 things at a time. After that, it's just overload and it becomes too much. Now, in regards to me and the rest that I need, I always make sure that I get enough sleep. So I try to get at least 6 to 7 hours on average. Some people can function on 4, some people can function on 5. It all depends on what you feel is best for you. And, you know, resting my body and my mind is just really crucial to how much I've been able to create for as long as I have, you know. So, you know, for me to have been able to, you know, write all the books that I've done and do all the blogs and the podcasts and all that stuff for 6 years and be able to do it consistently, the rest is huge for me. It's so, so, so important. It's imperative for me. In regards to my mind turning off, it's a little hard to do, but even when I'm watching certain TV shows, I get an idea or whatever the case is. Sometimes I can be working my full-time job and being in the middle of doing something with that and then take a moment and then realize, oh, that's how I can write that book series. So you never know with me. I can tell you that right now. The point is to do what works for you. Prioritize what's important. Keep a notepad on your phone or do a widget. You know, for me on the iPhone, there's an app called Widgetopia. It is spelled exactly the way I said it, Widgetopia. And you can create a widget and you can put it in your phone with your apps. And whenever you open your phone, you'll be able to see all of the things that you need to do on a daily basis. I know that we all have different goals and we all have, you know, different obligations and different, you know, things that we're doing with our lives. Some of you guys are married. Some of you guys have kids. Some of you guys have homes. Some of you are single. Some of you are in a relationship. Some of you, you know, live with family. Everyone's dynamics are different. But what I want you guys to know is that you guys can literally break down everything that you want to do, work smarter with it, and not feel forced to have to work so hard to get something done. And just keep a to-do list. I mean, I used to write my to-do list in my note in a notebook, and you know, I still do it from time to time. I do that. But now I'm in this whole technological part of it, where I did put a widget into my phone, and I'm able to do all the things that I need to do. And as I get stuff done, I kind of just delete them out and then restart it all over again. My work schedule is not traditional, as far as my full-time job. And I work 35 hours in 4 days. So I have Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays off. So just think of how much of a difference it makes for me from a mental health standpoint that I'm not working that fifth day. And then I'm thinking about, okay, I have 4-day weekends. So I just, you know, January, I get Martin Luther King. So that's a 4-day weekend for me. February, it's President's Day. That's a 4-day weekend for me. May, Memorial Day, that's a 4-day weekend for me. So just imagine how many of those a year I get. And then Thanksgiving, I'm getting Thanksgiving Day, the day after, that Saturday, that Sunday. So that's another 4-day weekend. And then, you know, depending on how Christmas and New Year's falls along, a lot of times I'm taking that time off at the end of the year to spend time with family and kind of work on some small projects. But what I want to tell you guys is really, you guys can accomplish any of your goals that you really want to. This is the year to do it. It's time to get focused. I'm laser focused, and I have never felt so much enthusiasm for what I'm doing right now. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned. Wednesday is motivation. And obviously Fridays is Bookend Sight Friday. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.